Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Tom Jensen. Deer lottery applications are available. People are working out their strategies to give them the best odds of being drawn this year. My guest is Jeb Williams. Jeb is the Wildlife Division Chief here at Game and Fish. We're going to talk about the deer lottery this year. Jeb, I'm sure most people know by now we're offering a few more tags this year than last.
Yeah, that's good news. You know, since 2008, we had been on the downhill slide as far as reducing deer licenses. So for two consecutive years, we have now increased the deer licenses statewide. So that obviously means that there's going to be more people that have an opportunity to be in the field deer hunting, which we think is a good thing.
To most people, I'm sure they're seeing more deer on the landscape. What are your surveys showing? Is that true?
That does line up with what we saw as well. And anecdotally, over the last couple of years, with our very conservative approach these last number of years with reducing deer licenses the way we have, definitely appeared to have some benefits in some areas. There's no doubt that our landscape is different, though. I mean, as far as what the landscape can hold, sure, as far as deer numbers versus what that landscape was able to hold 10 years ago. But yeah, there has no doubt been an improvement in the number of deer on the landscape in the last couple of years, and our surveys were able to show that this winter as well.
The way the winter started out this year, it sure appeared that herds were going to get knocked back, but January, February, March, things kind of straightened out. So what areas, Jeb, showed the biggest gains for you?
Well, no doubt this year the mule deer numbers again are a positive. The last couple of years we've really seen some increases with mule deer, and again that's been due to a very conservative approach that we've been taking, especially since 2012 with no mule deer doe harvest in a number of different areas, and so that's helped. Again, having some mild winters, and there's certain parts of the state this year that you can't say had a mild winter, or at least a mild December and January. But the western part of the state wasn't too terribly bad. There were some areas in the western part of the state that did get hit with the severe weather early on, but then there are other areas that did not. And fortunately, the majority of the mule deer range was spared from that real severe weather. And we know from some of the research projects that we've done in the past that the winter weather for mule deer is definitely king when it comes to what those numbers are going to be looking like.
You mentioned 2008 was kind of the start of when things started going downhill, but now they're on the upward trend. How long does it generally take, weather permitting, for the herds to replenish themselves?
Well, that's kind of a complex question, and when we're talking about mule deer in the state, we're talking about whitetail in the state, and it's really a different answer for both those critters of species of deer. And mule deer take a little bit longer. They're not quite as they don't have the reproductive capability that a whitetail deer does, and so they don't bounce back as quick, and they're a little more sensitive than whitetail deer are. And so it definitely does take a little bit extra time to get the mule deer numbers going in the right direction versus whitetail. But having said that, with whitetail deer too, they can definitely reproduce when their conditions are good, and not uncommon to see twins, sometimes even triplets with good conditions. The young of the year fawns can reproduce if they are in good condition, if they haven't gone through a real stressful winter. But they're like anything else. They need good habitat on the landscape to be able to do that. And that's what we talked about earlier. Is we're in North Dakota, our landscape just looks a little bit different right now than what it did in 2008 and in 2005, going back a little bit with CRP programs and different farm bill type programs. And so things have just changed in North Dakota, and that's the way things are in our state. We're an agricultural state, and things change with different farm bills, and 2018 farm bill is coming up, which might have a few more programs in there, a few more acres associated with CRP, which is going to be a beneficial thing for all wildlife.
First time in a few years that we've offered mule deer doe tags in a few of these units. What do you attribute the increase in these units to? Mild winters, the habitat?
Real conservative management approach, obviously being one of those, not harvesting mule deer does and number of those units, for about five years. And, you know, but again, talking about the winter weather, that's a big thing in North Dakota and our mule deer that we mentioned earlier, is that if we can get some average winters, that's a very beneficial thing. When you start getting those above average winters, it takes those mule deer quite a bit longer to rebound. And so that's kind of been what we've been seeing these last couple years, is that, you know, working from the south end of the mule deer range up to the northern part of the range, you're just a little slower to bounce back. And because we know in North Dakota, the further north you get in mule deer range, the more winter weather you get. And this year was a prime example. That area from Killdeer and Watford City country, they had quite a bit of winter in that December, January time frame, and definitely showed in our spring surveys as well.
The herd numbers are on an upward trend, and that's a good thing. Even though license numbers increased over 5,000 this year, Jeb, they are still low compared to the years that we really went after them aggressively.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, it's keeping everything in perspective, right? You know, it's a number of years ago we had you know, so many tags that you know, everybody had an opportunity at least to be hunting. You know, the supply and demand in North Dakota, Tom, has always been a little off, you know, for as far as people wanting the buck tag. We know that the majority of people that want to go out and deer hunt ultimately would love to have a buck tag, but that's never been possible. And even with the amount of tags, the record number of tags we issued a number of years ago, not everybody was able to get a buck tag. And so, you know, now, I mean, we're just looking at, hopefully we can keep building and keep providing enough opportunities to give somebody an opportunity to where they can be in the field participating deer hunting. You know, obviously, you know, it's tough for us to be able to say we could ever meet everybody's expectations with having that buck license in a particular unit. But, you know, seeing more opportunities for people to get out and participate in deer hunting is something that we feel good about.
Jeb, are there some strategies that people can implement to maybe up their odds in the lottery? You were just talking about people that are used to having buck tags all the time, but not feasible.
Yeah, there certainly are. There, you know, and it is something that I think everybody understands very much, that they have particular units that they like to deer hunt in. We know that is associated with close family or close friends, that they have a place to hunt. A lot of times it just gets to be a lot of tradition. And so I think everybody understands that there is a close tie to people in particular units. But if somebody is not in that particular situation, or they're looking to get to a different area and perhaps increase their chances of participating in the deer gun season, there are some options out there that can help. And, you know, number one being that if you do apply for a doe license, an antlerless license, that significantly increases your chance of participating in the deer gun season. Even in the antlered side of things, you can get to, you know, some units in the state that if you're applying for a whitetail buck license, your odds are pretty good at drawing that. I'm not going to give away any secrets. People can do their own homework on those, but you know, there are some units in the state that are areas that are definitely much easier to draw when it comes to still being able to have a buck license as well.
Lottery applications are out now. When is the deadline, and when can people expect to find out if they got drawn?
Sure. So the first Wednesday in June, which is our standard, and this year that's June 7th. So online applications are available right now, and paper applications available as well here real shortly. But, you know, the online application just keeps getting more convenient and slick for folks, and we certainly encourage folks doing that. It's definitely a good process, and it's an easy process. And the lottery generally has been done the last couple of years towards the end of July, and I anticipate that licensing,
right around state fair time.
Yeah, licensing will have those complete by that time again.
All right, Jeb, thanks.
Thank you.
There are a number of ways to enter your application into the 2017 North Dakota Deer Lottery. Go online to the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov, fill out the application with your choice of unit and deer type, and pay the fee with a credit card. You can also fill out the old school paper applications, or you can apply over the phone by calling 800-406-6409. And as Jeb mentioned, the deadline to apply for the lottery this year is Wednesday, June 7th. For Jeb Williams and the rest of the staff here at North Dakota Game and Fish, thanks for joining us for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.